Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on Christian prayer, we now turn to Psalm 119, a solemn celebration of the Torah, the law of the Lord. In 22 stanzas, each beginning with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the psalmist proclaims his love for God's law, which brings light, life, and salvation. His song voices a range of sentiments which fills the hearts of those who pray. Praise, thanksgiving, trust, supplication, and lament, all within the context of a heartfelt openness to the Lord's word. In praying this psalm, Christians see in the Blessed Virgin Mary the model of his loving docility to God's will, and in Jesus the fulfillment of the law. A striking example of the psalmist's devotion is in his words, "The Lord is my portion." We can apply these words in a special way to priests whose lives of celibacy testify to their call to complete devotion to the Lord and his kingdom. But they can also be applied to all the faithful who share in Christ's royal priesthood and are called daily to bear witness to the gospel. May the Lord grant us a deeper love for him, so that like the psalmist, we may always make his word a lamp to our feet and a light to our paths. I welcome the priest jubilarians from England and Wales, and I assure them of my prayers for the spiritual fruitfulness of their ministry. I also greet the sisters of St. Paul of Chartres, taking part in a program of spiritual renewal. I also greet the members of American Society of the Italian Legion of Merit, and I thank the members of the Press Ensemble from Malta for the musical offering. Upon all the English-speaking pilgrims present, especially those from England, Denmark, the Philippines, Canada, and the United States, and for God's blessings of joy and peace. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.